Oak Bay lights up on Sunday. Businesses in Oak Bay Village will be getting into the Christmas spirit today with the 24th annual Oak Bay Light Up. The afternoon event starts at 2 p.m. and features live music and family-oriented activities, with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus set to arrive on an Oak Bay fire truck after the ceremonial plugging in at 5 p.m. of the lights, which will stay up until January 6th. The community has really come together to support Light Up, and it shows the special place it has in people's hearts, said Martin Cowden, president of the Oak Bay Business Improvement Association. Both Oak Bay Marine Group and Oak Bay Tourism stepped up to support this event and ensure we could present the high-caliber experience people expect, despite the challenge of rising costs. The Kiwanis Club of Oak Bay is hosting a Letters to Santa letter writing and decorating station, which will include a special direct to the North Pole mailbox. Oak Bay Recreation will host youth street hockey, and there is a chance to try hula hooping with Planet Janet's Hoop Jam, along with a Winter Wonderland scavenger hunt. Bill Murphy Dyson is back in his longtime role as MC of the event and will lead the crowd in the 12 days of Christmas just before the lights come on. Live music with a country Christmas theme will run from 3 to 6 p.m. with such performers as Daniel Lapp, Dylan Stone, Gene Tolmy, Max Francis and Tia Greenwood, along with the BC Fiddle Orchestra, the Old Time Dance Band, the Joy of Life Choir and the Whoville Children's Chorus. Food trucks will be there to serve the crowd, area restaurants will be open, and Ottavio Italian Bakery will be selling its first roasted chestnuts of the season. Coming up will be collection of food and funds for the region's food banks from Monday through December 7th at Engel and Volkers and the agency, while the Oak Bay Business Improvement Association, made up of 100 businesses on Oak Bay Avenue and its feeder streets, is also working with the Rainbow Kitchen to support its hot meal and food sharing programs. More information on Oak Bay's Christmas activities and other events is at visitoakbayvillage.ca or on Facebook at facebook.com/oakbaybia. Arbutus Singers tuning up for December 4th charity concert. The Arbutus Singers, who have been entertaining around the region since 1998, are preparing for a December 4th Christmas concert as part of their continuing efforts to raise money for local charities. Chief among the charities is Choir Kids, which was started by the group to get more choral music into schools and is now managed by the Victoria Conservatory of Music. Through the years, the Arbutus Singers ticket sales have raised over $500,000 for a variety of causes, with their annual Christmas and in spring concerts alone generating a combined total of as much as $25,000. Choir director Jack Boomer led the creation of the Arbutus Singers 27 years ago and has volunteered his time with them ever since. His dedication earned him the title of Volunteer Philanthropist of the Year in 2018 from the Vancouver Island chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals, marking National Philanthropy Day. Boomer said the Arbutus Singers, with upwards of 70 members, enjoy free practice space at the Wellesley Victoria Retirement Complex, where he volunteers to entertain the residents two or three times a month. The upcoming concert will feature a pair of songs Boomer has written with Chris Van Hal, a friend from Germany who is a composer and teacher. The songs, Applause for Santa Claus and Love All About Love, are from an album the men have collaborated on called The Christmas Collection, done for Warner Chapel Music in Berlin. Boomer's favorite of their original compositions is called Christmas Bringing Joy to Me. Van Hal is coming from Germany to take part in the December 4th concert, set for 7 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish at 2800 Haltane Road. Call 250-384-2840 for tickets, which are $20 apiece or $50 for a family. There will be limited tickets at the door. Boomer said St. Patrick's Parish is very supportive of the singers, and the Catholic Women's League provides refreshments at their performances there. Find the Arbutus Singers Christmas music at linktr.ee/jcchristmasmusic. We're on playlists that equal 80,000 followers already, Boomer said. Harborcats invite fans to Christmas open house. Baseball may not be a prominent sport on Vancouver Island at this time of year, but the Victoria Harbour Cats are ready to welcome fans at their annual Christmas open house on Thursday and Friday. The public is invited to come and talk baseball while enjoying hot cider and snacks, or perhaps to pick up season tickets and 10 ticket packages for the 2025 West Coast League season. The Cats' first game is May 30th in Kelowna. The home opener will be June 6th against the Port Angeles Lefties. Harbour Cats merchandise will be on hand at the open house at 20% off, and Victoria Golden Tide items will be available, as well. The event runs from noon 7 p.m. both days at the team's offices at number 101 to 1814 Vancouver Street. Local fans can keep track of the Harbour Cats and check out their off-season activities at harbourcats.com. Help Ukraine donations support island newcomers. The Help Ukraine Vancouver Island Society says it needs more public support, or it could be forced to discontinue the services it provides to Ukrainian newcomers displaced by the ongoing war with Russia. Since 2022, the Society has helped 1,693 families with accommodation, food, English classes, and other needs. At present, it provides 375 monthly food hampers in Victoria and Nanaimo, summer camps for 450 children that enable their parents to work, online English training and emergency assistance for new arrivals. Donations can be made via credit card at ukrainehelpvi.ca. Click the Donate button, or e-transfer to donate at ukrainehelpvi.ca, or bring a check to 3277 Douglas Street. The Society is also raising funds with a December 20th Christmas concert at 7 p.m. in the Dave Dunnett Theater at Oak Bay High School. There will be both Ukrainian and Canadian songs, and performances by Veselka Dance, the Kalina Choir, and the Luna Choir. Sonich Kaun. Colin Plant will be the host. Tickets, $26 for adults, $24 for students and seniors, are available at ukrainehelpvi.ca/tickets, by phone at 778-535-5372, at 3277 Douglas Street, or at the door. J. Bell at timescolonist.com.